Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, and wherever you're celebrating, whether you're celebrating on the East Coast, West Coast, somewhere in between, I hope you do get a chance to just chillax and be with the people that you are with in your life right now. There was some big concern about how many people would be traveling and would big gatherings, could somebody be infected? And the answer is you could, and that's what the CDC is concerned about. And really tough during the holidays to avoid that, let's face it, because what would you normally do on Thanksgiving and Christmas and anything else that you celebrate? You would get together for especially Thanksgiving. I mean, that sort of ushers everything in, right? I think it's not going to be a traditional Thanksgiving for most of you. Probably as you're listening to this, it wasn't. And then the one thing that will be, I think, the same for many people is there's lots of football still to be had because, you know, you have the Friday games and you have the weekend. And to me, that does still very much play into Thanksgiving, into what people do. Eat too much and then watch a bunch of football games, right? Yes, of course. And there's a lot of football still in the NFL, which I'm shocked that that there is, because frankly, I really thought of all the things in the pandemic, of all the sports, this would be the sport that would not be able to survive. But somehow, yes, indeed, it has survived. I mean, we've seen shortened seasons in the other sports, but they're somehow, you know, making it work because of the COVID protocols and whatnot. So some of the traditions of what would it be a Thanksgiving Friday, Saturday, Sunday are going to be intact, just looking a little bit different, I guess. That's the best way to put that, right? It's been tough, right? So tough. And there's so much to be grateful for, and I think that's what you do. You think of what are you grateful for, and you turn around what you're reimagining, what is life like, and we get through this tougher time, and some things will be different, but we'll come out strong on the other end, no matter what. I, you know, really, really believe that. And I'm proud of so many of you for things that you've written to me and told me about things that are going on in your life and things that have been tough, but how you've figured it out, right? And that's what it is. It's about figuring it out, I suppose, is the big thing. You know, one of the big things that they figured out is they had to go with, we're going to do some time. And remember, there was a whole story about the college admissions bribery scheme that involved pretty prominent parents in elite schools across the country. And so you had fashion designer Massimino Giuliani, who now reported to prison just about a week ago to serve a 5-month sentence for bribing his daughter's way into college. His wife, Lori Loughlin, who was the actress that was on everything on the Hallmark Channel, you'd be watching her if you watch the Hallmark Channel, your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. It seems like she had every part, and she was also known for Full House. She's already serving time for her role in the bribery scheme, and she got a 2-month prison term, so she's getting closer to getting through hers. And it's interesting, I think it's Giuliani, it's Massimino, because I know his clothes. He was huge, a huge Target brand until, you know, recently, obviously. He's in custody at a federal prison in Lompoc, California, near Santa Barbara. I've been to that prison. When I was a television reporter, they've got they have a federal lockup. They've got a maximum, minimum security, that kind of stuff. So he's there in California serving, not too far from Los Angeles, actually, serving his time there. And, of course, they were the highest-profile parents charged in that whole scheme. They also had a big, hefty fine they had to pay, but they could easily, afford that. They admitted in May to paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California as crew recruits, even though neither of the girls were a rower. So their guilty plea was a big reversal for them. The lawyer had insisted for a year they were innocent and accused investigators of fabricating evidence against them. I think they realized, boy, are you really going to go down this path and hope that you're going to get the verdict that you're looking for? So probably smart play on their part to just do that. But there you go. Out the door and behind bars for the holidays. That is it. All right, you can't make this stuff up under this category. There was an owl that was found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Yeah, 75 feet tall. That's the tree. It looks like a Charlie Brown tree. I hate to say it. I've never seen one like that. But they found a little tiny owl in the Christmas tree. And they're so cute, owls. So it's kind of cool. And the little bird they're calling Rockefeller discovered dehydrated, sadly, and hungry, but unharmed. So they, he traveled in the tree. When they wrapped it up, they said he must have gotten caught inside it. He wasn't squished or damaged, so that's the beautiful thing. And he's a tiny owl. And he was taken to a veterinarian, got a clean bill of health, had a buffet, and they're going to release him back into the wild. And just wild to think about that, isn't it? Hey, there was a tree. There's a tree 75 feet tall in the middle of New York City in Rockefeller Center. And something's wrong. There's a little owl. We can hear it. It must be stuck. What's wrong? And then, seriously, and then they uncovered it. I mean, wow. That's pretty cool, I would have to say. Right. For sure. So after Thanksgiving is traditionally when people flop up their Christmas trees, and I think it's going to be a big year for, it's not so much about the presents, but the spirit of giving and gratitude and whatnot. I think there's going to be a lot of people with trees, but are they going to be real or artificial? I'm a real Christmas tree person. Dang it. I want a real Christmas tree, but artificial trees are popular. People don't want to have to deal with the needles. They don't want to have to deal with the hassle of transporting it, and so much easier to open up the artificial tree and be ready to roll. And there are all kind of big sales on artificial Christmas trees. So, with 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, and whatnot, Home Depot they have an annual sale on artificial trees. So their Black Friday is a big artificial tree day. And I think a lot of people are going to have artificial trees, maybe some that aren't normally people that go the artificial route, but because of the toll of COVID, the being exhausted, the extra things that are happening at the house, I know it's an excuse, but it could be easier for some people to do that. They're going to have to drag me kicking and screaming into the artificial tree market. It is real for me. How about you? We have our unofficial poll going. You can hit me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Hang with us, because coming up, we got T.A. Blitch and what a story he has to tell. Then Gay Lee and then Heather Maria Ross to wind things down. So stay with us. Just what you mean to
me. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Excited to welcome to the show T.A. Blitch. He's written a book called Pop's Place, Some Things Are Meant to Be. Think romance, historical novel, and the story behind this story is so fascinating. I honestly think if T.A. and I went out to lunch, we'd be at lunch through dinner because he is so fascinating, and how he pulled this book together is incredibly interesting. So T.A., thanks for coming on and sharing your story, and let's talk about the book. How'd you come up with this story, and how did it turn out to be a romance/historical novel?
Hi, Kate. It's great to be with you this afternoon, and thanks for having me. I started the book about 5 years ago as a biography about my father, who was a dive bomb pilot in World War II, retired as a rear admiral, and he was in just about every major battle that there was in the Pacific. And he has many stories that I wanted to pass along. And plus, the family has a rich history in of itself in the Charleston area, so I wanted to bring that into the story. But writing the biography, the nonfiction, was a lot like writing an encyclopedia, which is just not my thing. And plus, I would only end up with about 20 pages of facts and footnotes and bibliographies and things like that. So what I wanted to do was to bring in all the experiences, which were very fascinating, but make them into a story that people could understand. And also, I wanted them to understand what it was like coming back home after World War II and there's complete devastation, and what it was like dealing with the technology that was emerging in the late 40s and early 50s, and really get them a feel for what it was like during that time.
Yeah, let's talk about the main character who's so fascinating, and you mentioned that in trying to pull this together and why it turned into this historical romance novel, because it is based on Rear Admiral John Blitch Jackson Pop Harrison. I mean, this guy has an incredible record. If you just looked him up, for everybody listening, you could find things out about him. And like you said, him returning to his home, returning to South Carolina, and then what is that like for him, and how he goes through trying to adapt is so fascinating. But this guy was really an intense guy who was well respected, right?
Well, not only was he intense, but he was a great father, a great leader. And in fact, when I talk on Facebook or through other social media about the book, I've had a lot of old friends from my childhood, you know, come back to me and said that I really admire your father. He was a great manager of our little league team. He taught me how to hit a curveball and things like that. And I didn't realize the impact that he had on other kids my age, but he was a great father. And he wasn't intense in the respect that, you know, that he was, bearing down all the time. No. Yeah. You know, he was a great guy, a great leader. And like I mentioned in the book, he was always there encouraging, helping, doing what he could for other people. And, I just wanted to, you know, bring this out and make a tribute to him, because otherwise he'll get, lost in history. But he had such a tremendous impact on my life and others' lives too.
Yeah, and again, the name of the book is Pop's Place, Some Things Are Meant to Be, and we're talking to T.A. Blitch. He's the writer, and he wrapped up his family's story, in a sense, of course, with this romance part of it. So how do you do the romance? How did you come up with some of these stories? That had to be so interesting for you.
Well, a lot of that, admittedly, is fabricated. And one thing I always had to keep in mind was to keep the reputation of my father intact. So even though he ran into some obstacles and twists and turns and things that a romance novel will go through, I had to make sure that, like I said, his reputation was intact and he didn't do anything maybe unsavory or unbecoming, because when I see him again in heaven, I know he's going to have a chat with me about this. So I got to make sure, you know, that, that I keep him square with this. But the romance part was to not only make it more interesting and entertaining, but there's a lot of psychological input that I had into this. And the relationships and how people feel about each other and how relationships strengthen and how they weaken, the challenges and, you know, jealousies and emotions and things like that. Not only are fantasy, so to speak, for the book, but also occur in real life. And I wanted to bring that into it and get people to think about how people interact with each other. So nothing is in there by chance or by fluff. There's a purpose behind everything in the book.
Oh, I like that. Nothing by chance or fluff. And you can tell, because when you read it, it is so, so well written. For you, was it fun to do this, to have to kind of maneuver and pivot and come up with some different ideas than what you were originally even thinking?
It became a central part of my life when the core of the book was being written. And every single waking moment, I was thinking how characters were going to interact with each other, how the storyline was going to work. And not only did I have to deal with practicalities like, you know, that how people were growing up and they were aging and they were learning and things like that, but I had to also fit it the best that I could into the timeline of history. And I couldn't have World War II, for instance, ending in 1956, you know, ending in 1945. And so there are a lot of pieces to the puzzle that just had to fit together. So there's a lot of maneuvering initially. And actually, I drew out a timeline And I said, okay, well, I knew this guy was born here, this guy died here, World War II was here, this battle was there, and I had to have everything fit together. So it was a bit of a challenge in that respect.
Yeah, kind of like a puzzle. I'm going to say you have a way with words, and you have a way with putting the puzzle together. That's what it felt like to me, like you're taking us on this journey. So that's a compliment to you, because I got lost in the book so much so that I rearranged something I was doing that day because I had to finish. So I got to finish this.
That's great.
I got to finish it. I can't do what else I was going to do. And again, the name of the book is Pop's Place, Some Things Are Meant to Be, and we're speaking with T.A. Blitch. And T.A., what do you really hope that people take away from reading your book?
Well, not only what it was like to live in the 1940s and 50s, because that's a couple generations ago, but really what I want to get people to think about is to cherish your elder ones, cherish the ones that are still alive, and ask them what it was like to grow up. Okay, you grew up on a farm in Minnesota at the, in the 1950s or in the 1940s. You didn't have heat. What was it like during the wintertime? What was it like growing up on a farm in South Carolina? What was it like? And ask these questions, because as each generation passes, this knowledge and those experiences go with them. And unless you learn about that and then the important things that happened in your family, they're going to be lost forever. And so it's really important to find this out. And every morning I wake up and I kick myself for not asking my dad more questions. And all the questions that I have now could have easily been answered, but now I have to do the painstaking research to find them out. And there's so many things that, will never be answered, because I don't even know they existed and can't even ask the questions. But, there are family members, that I didn't know about, and I discovered their lives and what things were like for them. And it's been fascinating research, but it could have been at my fingertips, and I let that go because, when you're young, you're just, I guess, not interested in that stuff. But that's what I'd like people to take away, is that find out everything you can about your family. And it's so important, because you'll wish you did later.
Yeah, boy, that is so true, and that's powerful that you said that, because look at what you've discovered, look what you were able to do with what you did know, and it is frustrating when you go down these turns that now you wish you knew this, and there's family members you never knew existed. Well, this book is just beautifully written, and the story is wonderful, and there's, you're going to get lost in the story, and I think that's so big, that's so much a part of this for sure. T.A. Blitch, you can get the book on BNN or Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Pop's Place, Some Things Are Meant to Be. Pick it up. It's really, really good. Thanks, T.A.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump said a special Thanksgiving message to U.S. servicemen and women stationed around the world, thanking them for their sacrifices on this holiday.
Many of you are very far from home, but today we hope you know that millions of American families are praying in gratitude for the sacrifices you make and the incredible, absolutely incredible job you do. As president, I want to personally express my profound thanks to each and every one of you for your devoted service to our nation.
Answering questions from reporters for the first time since the election, President Trump also said that he'd be heading to Georgia to help in the two Senate runoff elections.
I spoke with the two great senators. They're great senators, Kelly and David. I'll probably be going on Saturday. We're looking for a site. We're going to have a tremendous turnout, because we seem to always have a good turnout.
This is USA Radio News. Another governor says they've been exposed to coronavirus. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is in quarantine after learning Wednesday he was exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The governor said he was tested Wednesday night with results coming back negative. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Denver's mayor has apologized after disregarding his own advice and traveling to spend Thanksgiving with his family. Mayor Michael Hancock urged Denver residents to stay in and avoid traveling for the holiday, and then flew to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter. He later apologized, saying his decision was made from his heart and not his head. The Democratic mayor has faced backlash from both sides of the aisle after flying out of the city just hours after sending out a tweet asking residents to avoid travel if they could. Denver has seen over 34,000 cases of COVID-19 and more than 500 deaths from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't know how thrilled I am to be joined in Australia. She's an Australian. I'm here in the United States by author Gay Lynn. And she has written two, I'm going to call them mind-blowing books, because of how it can change, I think, your path and how you look at things. I mean, look at your overall life. And the two books are The Prophet and Absolutely Perfect, and you can get them on Amazon. So, Gaylee, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks, Kate.
So we'll kind of break these down. Let's talk about The Prophet first. Tell the listeners what The Prophet is about.
The Prophet is a sequence of 4 to 5 seminars that I actually presented at the beginning of the millennium. It is the lessons we learned and how we took the teachings from Michael Newton and the regular teachings of hypnotherapy, and we put a new spin on it. We started asking the questions that they didn't ask. From there, I am able to now reveal to people the truth about not only reincarnation, but the truth about miscarriages, lost babies, cot deaths, suicide, murders, pedophilia. I am able to reveal that they are all part and parcel of a timeline that we have actually created for ourselves. In doing that, I'm then able to express how we take those emotions and join them together as one with who we really are and create a path that we actually wish to travel in our future lives.
Yeah, and wow. And so that's so much what you said right there, talking about emotions, talking about love and hate and jealousy and gluttony and all of that, and the paths. And how important is it, do you think, that more people understand this and kind of embrace it? Because, you know, a lot of people don't embrace it and some people do.
when the saddest thing about that is understanding that you actually make up the emotions yourself through your own perception. We go around, my interpretation of love is completely different to your interpretation of love. My interpretation of hate is completely different to your interpretation of hate. But the emotional personification that we have within us is very, very real. We feel that. We know that. We embrace that. The name of it doesn't exist, but the emotion is extensively real. And from that, you then create who you are. You become the personification of that emotion. That is vital to understand because you walk that path both here and now and in your future paths.
Wow. And this is what you've worked on. As you said, it was the four seminars. I mean, you've worked in this and worked on yourself and understanding those paths and those lives and reentry for a long time, right?
Yes.
And for you, has the journey been, how would you describe it, interesting?
Eye-opening. Quite eye-opening. All my life I have studied New Age concepts and the vitality of awakening and the higher consciousness concept. This is more than that. This is algorithms and maths and equations that line everything up and they all equate together and they add up perfectly. This allows us to not only become better human beings, it puts us in a position where we can make better futures. So for me, that was because all the New Age concepts state that you could have a better life. But they were missing one important aspect, and that is who we really are and the fact that we are so incredibly capable of dividing everything in half.
I like that we're incredibly capable of doing that. So, you know, you have the prophet, and then you've got also absolutely perfect. And tell me what how absolutely perfect differs from the prophet.
Absolutely perfect is the compendium of everything you need to know in order to be able to walk forward. In it, I have divided it into five sections, and I have explained how each section actually takes place. Then I have explained why it involves you. From there, I explain why you're in that picture and how you have a choice to become part of that picture or how you now have the choice to say, well, that series is finished, it's complete, I don't need to walk that path, I see how it ends, I can say no to it. But up until then, we have always reacted to it, judged it, saw ourselves as more supreme, saw ourselves as higher than that, judged it from a God perspective, and as a result, karmic issues took place. We jumped in and started from the base and went right through until we completed the same exercise.
Wow. Wow. So this is, like I said, very, to me, it's powerful might not be the right word, but it is certainly. And you've talked about what can happen and the path and whatnot. How does it feel to you when you know that you've change somebody's life by opening up this, I'll call it, portal for them?
I see them smile a lot. I have a lot of clients who come in to me, and some of them just come in because they want what you call a quick fix, but others come in because they genuinely want to make a difference, not only in this life but in their next. And those, you see the difference in them. You see their lives change. You see them alter. How does that make me feel? When they send me their little men dancing on their little SMSs in their little hearts. Yeah, that is quite exhilarating for me, yes.
Nice. I like that. For you, is it just this, when you're so deep into this, and I imagine that there's many other things you've done in your life, but for you personally, what was it like to put all this together and put it out there in the world?
Putting it together started out, as I stated, you start backwards, unfortunately, with reincarnation. It always goes backwards. So it was eye-opening and adventuring and adding it all together and summing it up and going, well, that's interesting, and it started developing, upgrading. And then it started evolving. And then I started recognizing genetics and chromosomes and how we actually physically alter our body because of an emotional intent we have. That then started taking me to different fields where I had to develop more, and then I learned the path of the narcissist and I learned the path anatomical sciences, astronomical sciences. Yes, it opened a lot of doors for me, and I don't think I'm probably not even halfway yet. The more I learn, the more I want to know. The more I want to know, the more I learn.
There you go. And for you, is there something, and probably for people listening to, is there something comforting in knowing that information and learning that? Is there a sense of peace of how you can make something better in another life?
For me, yeah. When I think that basically everything we do is basically for us, you know, everything we do is for us. So it reflects back on us. It works with us. We have to work with that. So now I've been given the key that basically says, well, your lives up till now for the past 200,000 years have been constant up, down, up, down, up, down of karmic restoration, if you like to call it, or karmic lives, where one life I'm agitating someone and the next life I'm the victim of that agitation. To actually know that I've been given a key where I no longer have to exist like that, and to actually know that I can share that key with other people, and to actually know that all of us can go and create a path of no more impoverishment, no more wars, no more brutality and abuse, that possibility, yeah, that has opened a huge door for me. And is that the one I want to open? Yes, that's the one I want to open.
Wow. So powerful, definitely, and that's the word I'm going to stick with, because just hearing it is super neat. And you know, I mean, of course, and people, you know, Shirley MacLaine, the famous actress, talks about it, and even people poke fun at it, and she pokes fun back. And there was a movie with Meryl Streep, maybe, I don't know, a couple decades ago, that was popular, where she talked about her past lives and she was that perfect person where she was rescuing people. And Albert Brooks was the guy who didn't follow through and didn't do the things. But that what they were portraying on film was the unknown. And I thought it was fascinating. And your books are like that. You're opening, you're right, you have a key and you're opening that path to other people as well. Do you ever have times in your day where you think, oh, I've been here before?
Every second of every day. Like I said, we've been in this interview before, I mean, you were on the other side of the table. Unfortunately, that isn't come addictive. And I analyze everything now, which may not necessarily be good, but at the same time, in analyzing, I'm in the position where I can laugh and go, oh, yeah, you've been there, done that, not nice, move on.
Wow. So, I mean, we could talk forever. This is so, so fascinating. Think about it for everybody listening. Imagine if you could know what happened in the past and where you could take that and what you could do in the future, in the next life.
That's what Absolutely Perfect does for you. It teaches you how to recognize the world as feedback. That's step one. You have to recognize that guy in front of you who's abusing you was you in a past life. You have to recognize that you probably didn't mean to hurt anyone. You were probably just going off your head because he parked the tractor somewhere wrong 300 years ago. But at the same time, you are now the person who feels wretched. You are the young child that you were abusing. You are actually reliving that. So you don't have to have a past life regression. You just have to look at what's happening around you, because it's repeating itself. And this is what Absolutely Perfect tells you. It says if you can start recognizing that all these things around you, you've done it before and before and before and before, you now put yourself in a position where you no longer react, so it'll happen again and again and again.
Wow. Wow, fascinating. Gay Lee, what a terrific interview. Pick up the books, Absolutely Perfect, and The Prophet. You can get them on Amazon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate. It was a pleasure talking to you.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. This motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On Author's Corner, we go to New Zealand, and a woman with a wicked sense of humor and with serious family loyalty, because I don't know that I would do anything for my brother and my nephew and my family and the other side of my family, but I don't know that I could do this, and you're going to find out what I'm talking about. It has to do with a bull. It also has to do with the cow. So that's your hint. And I know that you're riveted now to find out what is it that Kate won't do that Heather Marie Ross did so well. Her book is called The Weekend Gumbots. And Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's good to join you, Kate. And hello, America from New Zealand.
So tell us why you wrote the book. What drove you to write this book?
Okay, it's a family farm, and my sisters and I, all 60 plus, lived in our prospective, working at prospective jobs in the city of New Plymouth at the time. And on the family farm, there was a messy divorce situation which led to financial and health issues of the farm owner, Taj being the character in the book. And we would go down to help him at a drop of a hat. And what was interesting, having us, we all grew up on the farm, a big family, but we didn't know how to milk a cow. And I personally was very afraid of bulls. And during this journey, this is exactly what we were required to do. Suddenly, Taj wasn't able to milk the herd, and here was three sisters who couldn't milk a cow. That was a a situation you don't really want to be in on a farm when there's a herd waiting to be milked. And then with the bulls, they had minds of their own and they had no problems jumping and hurdling fences and getting into the herd of cows at the wrong time of the year. And we'd have to, there was a crossing one side of the road to the other, and hence the title of the book, The Weekend Gumboots. I had a pair of red gumboots on, and bulls are supposed to be afraid of the car. I don't know what the story is, the colour red. And here was me standing there with bulls going by with these fantastic red gumboots. Well, when that I realised this, I quickly hid behind a gate so they couldn't see them and waved my stick. But it was quite a frightening situation. So how the book came about was what we did, one of the sisters suggested a book should be written because people will not believe what people of our age group could do. And so I got a phone call and they had nominated me to do this, and that's how the journey began.
I love it. I'm just thinking in my head, I can see these gum boots and the bulls jumping, and wow, what a bunch of tough ladies that you're able to do that, because I think I would be the sissy that would be with you. I'd be running to get the food and help you in so many other ways, but I can't imagine what that was like. So you do that, and then you come through on the other side and you decide that you do this book. Tell us about the plot of the book.
Well, the plot is to vindicate the farmer at the end of the day. As Wicked Wendy, the bad character, every story has the good and the bad, and Wicked Wendy was the evil character in this book. And she went out of her way to sabotage events on the farm. Like in the middle of the night when the cows were put to bed in their paddocks, she would go and open the road gate and let them all out. One particular night, I was staying on the farm, and my brother and his family were not there. We were looking after the farm, and we got a phone call from the neighbour up the road to say the cows were on the road, and we knew we had secured the gate. So it's very dark in the country. It's absolutely black. There's no light. My sister and I, we got our torches and our boats and rushed out into the darkness of the night. And you just could not see these cows. You wouldn't know they were there until the nose was in front of you. And that was quite frightening in itself. And so someone had to open the gate, and it came to pass that Wicked Wendy had let these animals on the road. So the neighbours and myself and my sister, we had to get them in. And I'm talking about after midnight, black as the ace of spades, I tell you. And those are the kind of sabotage she would do. And another time, the character, she poisoned the pet dog of the tenants and the pig of the farmer, a very treasured animal. Go to great lengths, and so a story did require to be expanded on, and all this you'll find in reading this book.
And I love it. I love the plot, and I'm thinking there's so many lessons to be learned in this. And you and I talked off the air for a few minutes about this, but family just really comes at me hard in this. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, enjoyment first up, and the values of family and family loyalties, no matter what's going on in given situations, is of vital importance. And age is no barrier. Who would have dreamed that we could do that? And we're not big people. We were climbing fences with, you know, not big physique at all. And, yeah, we're expected to do an awful lot. So, yes, enjoyment of a book. There is a bit of humour in it. And, yeah.
In my head, I'm just picturing all of you in these gum boots and doing the things that you did. And you're talking about at one point how pitch dark it was and all of that.
Yes.
Give us one of the funny moments from the book and from your recollection of doing what you all did.
Okay, off the The funniest time was us three sisters were staying in the homestead because it was vacant at the time, and the farm owners lived across the road. And anyway, we could hear the farmer Tage shouting out there in the field, and we looked out and we heard this crash and bang, and the bulls had actually hurdled. These are big black bulls. Smashed the fence down, and Tage wanted us to go and help get these animals there. And it doesn't sound very funny, but it was, because I had my older sister Yvonne. She was running up with no fear up the big long track in amongst the bulls, and I could hear her voice going. The other sister was asked to go to the top of the road to stop them going out. But the funniest part of all was myself. I actually was unwell. I'd been to the doctor and I had asthma. And I was asked to go and stand, just block the bulls from going up the other track. And there were bulls in one paddock and the ones on the run. And I pulled a gate back. But the silly, funniest part was there was a gap between the gate and the hedge, and I had this ridiculous little twig held out to try and wave at these bulls not to go through. A bird on the wall, you know, would have been absolutely ridiculous to have seen at the time. But it was achieved, and we got all the bulls back into the paddock. So there was humour in that at the time, even though it was a serious situation.
And yeah. So there's a lesson in that too, that you have the serious situation, but then you get through it and you have those funny moments. The funny moments that happen. And how important was it that you were there for your brother?
Oh, absolutely. Another one, which, it doesn't seem funny, but I broke my toe. And I was in my slippers of all things, being called to get out on the farm to do something, and I raced inside, and the force of me hitting the step, I broke my toe, but I couldn't stop. I had to carry on. And to see me hobbling up the track again with the others ahead was absolutely hysterical. You had to be there to appreciate it.
Well, I can see you. I can see you with that toe, and you're just trying to move. And anybody listening, yeah, who knows, when you have an injury like that, it's tough to move.
It was very painful, and I didn't get to see a doctor until 3 days later. Nobody had any sympathy.
Come on, put on those boots. We got to move. So, again, what a delight to talk to you. Heather Maria Ross, The Weekend Gum Boots. The Weekend Gum Boots. And you'll be entertained. You'll laugh. I mean, you may even shed a tear. It's just so funny. I just keep thinking of Wicked Wendy. And what a brilliant way to write this and pull this all together. So you can pick it up on Amazon. And thank you, Heather, so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
In other words, darling, kiss me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.